It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The largest Catholic diocese in New Mexico has filed its bankruptcy petition in federal court, beginning a reorganization process that could take more than a year. The move comes as the Archdiocese of Santa Fe faces more than three dozen active cases involving clergy sex abuse. Archbishop John Wester announced last week that he had been contemplating the action for years, but the archdiocese had reached a tipping point. About 20 dioceses and other religious orders around the U.S. have filed for bankruptcy protection as a result of clergy sex abuse claims. On the Tuesday Health Watch, a well-balanced diet touching on all the food groups is considered essential to good health. But it's possible to boost your nutrient content if you combine foods with certain vitamins and minerals. Parkland Hospital nutritionist Maggie Doherty explains how to KERA's Sam Baker.
Vitamins and minerals may have a certain bioavailability or how much of that you can actually absorb. And there's certain factors within that mineral's absorption pattern inside of our intestine and our bodies. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you give that vitamin a mineral it needs to convert from point A to point B in its absorption, you mm-hmm. can increase how much of that vitamin you're actually going to metabolize.
Sort of an internal chemistry you've got going here?
Yeah. But also there's many other things that factor how much you're going to absorb. Where the source comes from, animal-based source may be better absorbed than a plant-based source. How it's cooked may increase or decrease its vitamin content. Also, so if you have any sort of malabsorption disease, so if you have Crohn's disease, you may not be absorbing as much. So if one person eats an apple versus someone else, the person with Crohn's may not get as much of that nutrient. Any sort of medications you may take may kind of block the metabolism of certain things.
What are some combinations that would work very well together?
So you have water-soluble vitamins and you have fat-soluble vitamins. Okay. So your fat-soluble vitamins are vitamin A, D, E, and K. They're absorbed better when eaten with a source of fat. Carrots roasted with olive oil. So there's your fat source. Vitamin A in the carrot. That could be a combination. Eggs, good source of vitamin D. Burrito with avocado and egg. There's your fat source and your vitamin D. I have a couple other examples of food pairings.
Okay.
There's two sources of iron. Iron, your body absorbs it really well. And that comes from your red meats and a lot of your animal-based products. Non-heme iron is iron that comes from plant sources. Fortified cereal, rice, black beans, soybeans. So vitamin C can help you absorb more of that iron when it's from a non-heme or plant-based source. But the key part in that is that it can increase the absorption when it's being digested. So vitamin C and iron need to be eaten at the same meal. So, for example, if you have fortified cereal that's an iron-rich cereal, You eat that for breakfast with a cup of orange juice, you essentially can increase your absorption of that non-heme iron. Another one is your body can't absorb calcium if you don't have any vitamin D at all. So vitamin D, it comes from the sun. It also comes from animal sources like egg yolk and fatty fish, liver. If you pair those two together, make an egg and cheese sandwich, so the egg has the vitamin D, the cheese has the calcium. It's a good combination together. And the last one, for anyone who doesn't eat animal products or vegetarian vegans, is complementary proteins. So proteins are made of different amino acids, non-essential ones your body can make.
Okay.
And then you have essential amino acids, or essential because your body can't make them. You have to get them through food. Complete proteins have all the essential amino acids. It's going to be in a lot of your animal products, dairy products. So if you don't eat animal dairy products, you're not going to get complete protein sources. So incomplete proteins are typically in plant-based sources like beans, rice, seeds, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take two incomplete proteins that have different combinations of those amino acids, you compare them together to make a complete protein. One good example is grains are low in an amino acid called lysine, while beans and nuts are low in the amino acid methionine. So if you put the grains, like rice and beans, together, you can create a complete protein. Or peanut butter on a whole wheat sandwich.
Uh-huh.
If you put those two sources together, you can get a complete protein. So it's essentially can be equivalent to a chicken breast if you are a vegetarian doing peanut butter and wheat bread to a chicken breast.
Although I know most people will never think about food this way.
Yeah, but I mean, if you are a vegetarian or a vegan, it's really important to know that, or else you could be deficient in certain amino acids.
Ah.
So it's really important for people who do not eat meat to try and pair those complementary proteins together.
Are there a combination of foods we should not eat together?
One major thing is alcohol really inhibits the absorption and digestion of a lot of your B vitamins. You can see in patients with any sort of alcohol dependence, they're going to be more likely to be deficient in certain vitamins because they don't absorb them as well.
Maggie Doherty, thank you for being with
me. Thanks, Sam.